there. There's a lot of chaos happening. There's wind or a thunderstorm, there's fire, and there's an earthquake. But notice, of course, God was not in the wind, he was not in the earthquake, he was not in the fire. God came in a gentle, whispering sound. But he had to do two things. He had to go up and be alone with him, and then he had to listen. Now we jump to the gospel. Same thing happens in the gospel. Jesus goes to be alone by himself to pray with his Father. And while he's praying, of course, he sends the disciples out, as he's usually doing. It's what Jesus does for us now. He intercedes for us, and he sends us out to go do things. And so the apostles will go out into shore, and as they go out into the water, there's a storm that arises. And in the midst of the storm, the craziness of the waves and the wind, Jesus walks through in the midst of it. He is peace in the midst of the storm. And that's very important. Because, you know, throughout our lives, really, but let's say the last 5 years, the church has went through a lot, the world has went through a lot, as we as a nation have went through a lot, and each of us individually goes through a lot, huh? First, we have the scandal of the church within the last 5 years and that, and all that still hits the papers all the time. And some people use an excuse for not being in contact with God and not going to church, whatever it happens to be. But what has to happen in the midst of the scandal, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the chaos, we got to stay focused on Christ, not the storm, not the chaos, and not our weaknesses. Because in the midst of all the things, we have those three choices. You can look at the chaos, you can look at your weakness, or you can look at Jesus. We're in the midst of a war. You know, we've been in war throughout history, but now we are in the midst of it. And so now it affects us because we're in the midst of something. People die every day because of war. It's in the midst of chaos. Now we can go crazy over this reality, constantly screaming and yelling, going nuts, or look at Jesus in the midst of the chaos. In our lives, everyone here has chaos every day. Three, by being busy. It could be because someone in your family is sick. It could be because someone in your family is estranged from you. It could be people are pulling you from all different sides. And you're in the midst of a storm, going nuts. You have three choices. You look at the chaos, you look at your weakness, or you look at Jesus. Huh? All the things are there. But Jesus wants us to look, but he tells us how we can deal in the midst of the chaos. We need to be people that go alone by ourselves to be alone with the Lord. You know, a couple of weeks ago when I was in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm coming back from Birmingham and I told you I got stuck in all this stuff and it was a mess. But anyway, as I'm coming back, of course, that was the night of the wind share, right? Our nice tent we had in our courtyard was completely picked up and thrown on top of the garage and destroyed my nice tent. But that's okay. But on the way in, we're flying, and as we're flying in, of course, they said, look at the nice little storm over there. And we saw the storm, and we go, how nice. Don't worry, that's 45 miles away. That's really nice. 5 minutes later, boom, we're in the midst of it. Now, I always take a pill to fly, right? But I took my pill at 11:30 in the morning. It's now 11:30 at night. Guess what don't work 12 hours later? So here I am, and the kid next to me is pure white. He's a prep kid. And the lightning starts hitting us, and we're going back and forth. And I have been doing a lot of flying, and I don't care for it. Worst time ever. It goes like this. It goes like this. It goes like this. And it's going nuts. And what am I doing? Laughing. You know, what else was I going to do? I couldn't go nuts with this kid next to me. He was already white. So I thought, well, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die happy. So I'm laughing as we're going like this, huh? And he's looking at me like, Father, what are you laughing for? And the only thing that got me through that was I knew that morning I spent my hour with Jesus. And if I could be at peace at that hour with Jesus, then I'm going to have to be at peace in this hour if he's calling me home now, huh? I got to have it. So I had, in the midst of the nuts, focus on what was important. And then I could laugh, which isn't me. It was all grace, let me tell you. You know, and as I was sitting there, I was telling the story to someone the other day, and it's another priest, and this priest was saying, oh, Larry, a couple of years ago, I was on a plane like that too. And I start turning white, and I was grabbing hold of stuff next to me, and this woman looked over, she was over, and she says, boy, you're a horrible example for the religion, aren't you? And I said, you slap her? I said, I'd have given her a good whack right there. You know, because here he is afraid, and she says, you're a bad example. You should have fear nothing. You know, we all, see, aren't you glad we have Peter? He messed up tremendously. He was a bad example of what it was to be a pope. He was afraid. He was impetuous. He went running the other way more times than he went running towards Jesus. And yet Jesus still used him to be the first pope. He still used him to be the rock. And he a lot of times was not a rock to build his church. And that should give us hope. Because in the midst of it, sometimes we're not perfect people. Sometimes we are afraid. Sometimes we do focus on the wind, the rains, the chaos around us. Sometimes we do focus on our own weakness. And when those times happen and we're afraid in the midst of it, Peter gives us the out. He cries out to Jesus and he refocuses. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. And what we got to do is we got to keep refocusing, refocusing, refocusing. But what's so important is if we don't spend this time with the Lord, you know, even Jesus went through a hard time, did he not? You know, someone would have said, oh, it's not a good example you're showing about what it is to be God in the Garden of Gethsemane. He wasn't, when he was confronted with death, he wasn't like, oh, joy, this is going to be a great time tonight. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to resurrect in 3 days, but it's going to be fun. He had a look at his father. And he said, Dad, your will be done. Dad, you're the only thing that's going to get me through this. Dad. And it was the Father that gave him peace. But he couldn't have done that then if he didn't spend that time alone on the mountain with the Father every day. So if you and I want to get through the chaos of our life, you can look at the chaos. Peter, when he sat there and he looked at Jesus, he was fine. He could walk on water. Whenever he looked at the storm around him, or he looked at the weakness in himself, he fell. And it's the same with each of us here. All of us have chaos. All of us are going crazy at one time or another. That's why every day of our lives, we got to take a moment, and we got to have peace in the midst of the chaos. I know you're busy. I know people are pulling you 1,000 ways. But if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it later. Usually when I'm on a plane and I'm going nuts, I'm just sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Thank you, God. But because of my prayer that morning, he could give me peace that evening when the rains and the winds came. You and I must spend quality time in his arms every day. And again, we can do that without, you know, again, when I went to confession last Thursday for the Feast of St. John Vianney, and I was telling Monsignor Bible, you know, I do my prayer every day, you know, we'll be impressed. But as I was praying about 3 days before my confession, I was sitting in the Eucharistic chapel, and I was doing my holy hour, and as I'm doing it, I was doing my prayers and everything else, and I was there 45 minutes. And I just happened to look up after I was doing all my prayers we have to do, and the Lord was looking at me, and he was like saying, you know, you haven't even acknowledged me once. And I didn't. I was saying my prayers, but I didn't even acknowledge that Jesus was in front of me. It was like he was there and I'm talking about him with somebody else, and he's right there in front of me. And what we got to do is when we go to pray, we got to be still. Why? Because he speaks in that whispering sound. We have to be gentle to hear that. We got to be quiet, and we got to be alone when we're in prayer. Jesus had to be alone. The prophet had to be alone. If this is the only time you're praying during the week, that's not good. You and I got to be alone with the Lord God of the universe every day. And when we do that, you'll find that in the homily, in the bulletin article today, I talk about St. Alphonsus Liguori, who's up there in the window with the green mitre on. And he says very clearly, if an adult doesn't pray, there is no hope for salvation. If you're an adult and you don't pray, there is no way you're going to be saved. This is the most necessary thing in our lives, that we're still in the presence of God every day. So that when I'm here in the presence of God and I have peace in the midst of the conflicts of my life, in the midst of my weakness, I can look at Him. And when I look at Him, we can walk on water. It's all a choice. Will you look at the chaos? Will you look at your weakness? Or will you look at Jesus? It's your decision. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.